yeah, I just pulled it up online, and that's actually probably the quickest way to do it going forward. And actually, if you want to, now you can just control-click all of these things, and it'll open up in the same window. But it's up in front of you here, over here. I'm going to have the stream go live. No one will see us, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Welcome, my friends, to another recording session of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. And tonight, I'm going to cover a common topic of conversation in the freedom movement, and that is the topic of adhesion contracts, contracts that bind you to the IRS, to the system, and you unwittingly give up your rights. So that's the topic that a lot of discussions have been coming up for decades in the freedom movement. So I'm going to cover what that topic is and what it is and what it's not and what you can do to live free of the IRS deception, slavery, and robbery. So with that, folks, we're going to start. And then, of course, at the end, as usual, I'll be answering your questions about any freedom issue that you're interested in, the one that I'll be covering tonight, or any other topic of interest to you about freedom. So with that, I think, guys, my computer's not coming up for some reason. Let me see. I got a little computer issue. Let me see if it works again this time. Our website's not coming up. I don't know what happened. I'm clicking on it. It's not coming up. It's taking way too long. Okay. Well, we'll see. Hopefully we get that going. Okay. All right. Hopefully we have this check it out later on. See if we can fix up to see what's going on. That. Yeah. Okay. And so one thing else I want to mention to all of you is that right now is still the summer season where some people are still on vacations. Some schools across USA have still not opened up. And people are not that concerned or focused on the income tax issue. Well, the website came up finally. Yeah, and so that means these free hours don't have as much attendance. So this is the time of the year where you get to ask your questions, and I can take more time to answer them. I'm very busy during the week, folks. That's why I charge $600 an hour. I try to limit my time to just converse with people. As much as I'm an extrovert and talker, I have to limit my time to focus on things I got to do for people. I have obligations, commitments to people I got to come through with and for them. And so that's why I do this Freedom Hours once a week, so that I can help any and all of you, even those of you who don't have any money, as best as possible. So remember, you can fax, email, or U.S. mail your questions, your paperwork to Freedom Law School, as long as they are not extensive. There are 10 pages or less. I will go over them here at the Freedom Hour at no charge for you. Okay?
Hey,
yes?
I'm going to be reaching out to our server today to ask him, but it seems like the website is extremely slow right now.
Mm-hmm. Our website. Okay. All right.
It's confirmed it is the website. It is not
the Okay. Okay. Yeah, it comes up slowly. Our website comes up slowly right now for some reason. We have to check with our web host to see what's going on. Okay. All right. So thanks for doing that. My tech guys are looking through all those technical issues. We're going to start this stream hour on this very important topic. Let's start.
All right. I will start the recording in 3, 2, 1.
How do you cancel your adhesion contracts that tie you to the IRS and steal your rights? That is the topic I will cover tonight. And Peyman Mottahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. So to answer this question, which I will answer for you definitively now, first we have to go understand what this adhesion contract issue means, what people are talking about. Well, as you see on my screen, this is one example of what adhesion contract people talk about. This website, as you see, on the right-hand side says, how to rescind or revoke unjust adhesion contracts. And they offered for only $16. That's it. For measly $16, this guy's claimed to be able to rescind or revoke the unjust adhesion contracts that tie you to the system. Now, this guy's charged only $16. Other people on the internet have legal paperwork like this one that you see here before you. And here, as you can see in this one, they write court documents, person writes the name, and upper lowercase, they put care of, general delivery, and no street address, just a county, city, and the state, no abbreviation of the state. The United States of America is written out with small U for United States. And the zip code is exempt per domestic mail manual 122.32. That's the manual of the U.S. Postal Service. And the right paperwork as non-protunct estoppel at law. And public notice rescission affidavit of John Q.E. That rescission basically means revoking from the get-go. Rescinding, revoking, like as if the thing was not there to begin with. There was nothing there. You really revoke it as if it was never there at all. That's what rescission. So you'll see also on the internet videos like this one on YouTube, okay, which I want to go back. this one calls itself Cancel Your Signature on Adhesion Contracts with the Government Letter of Rescission. So this video claims to show you how to do that, how to cancel your signature. Your signature that meant to bind you to an adhesion contract is now completely canceled or revoked or rescission. You'll see also websites like this one that talks about understanding and eliminating the adhesion contract. And this one talks about the zip code adhesion contract. In fact, if you notice on this other one I showed you, this one legal paper does not list zip code and says it's zip code exempt. Okay. Zip code is used by the post office, as you know, to deliver mail to you. So, of course, along with that is this concept people say, like this one right here, that silence is consent. Your silence is consent to contracts. Well, and of course, this website says that your signature on any of the following documents ensnares you into the adhesion contract: public school enrollment, voter registration, car registration, application for a driver's license, application for a business license, application for a marriage license, application to any government agency for any other license permits, application for a social security number or national health insurance number, Forms submitted with payments of council taxes, income taxes, business taxes, or any other taxes, signature on census forms, application for food stamps, housing assistance, welfare or other public assistance, applications for disability benefits or workers' compensation benefits, your signature on a traffic ticket, or on any paperwork at the courthouse or public station or prison, application for a birth certificate, and application even for a death certificate. All of this, this website claimed that it's all these are adhesion contracts to bind you in the system. In fact, myself, folks, when I started out in this freedom movement back in 1992, I paid $1,500 for this package. Okay? It was called the untaxed package. I'll show it to you. $1,500 1992 money, which is like $6,000-$7,000 in today's money, right? The untaxed package. This untaxed package, as you can see, is a seal. The key part of it is untaxing documents. See all this stuff, as you can see. Okay. So this is quite common that people pay good money, like me. I paid not $16, but $1,500, which is $7,000 of today's money, for to get out of these adhesion contracts. Because why would anybody not want to be free? Wouldn't it make sense for us to be free? So, and the other websites like this one, as you see, talk about definitive proof of drivers. All driver's licenses are illegal adhesion contracts. Well, on this website, as you go down and read further, you know, I'm looking for proof. And what do you see? I see just language. No source of law is listed here at all. Okay? Just language. The only thing it refers to is the Social Security Administration website that says that, which, you know, right here, which I'll read for you below this, that if you change the signature on your Social Security application, it's void. Okay. And what is an adhesion contract? Well, let's look at Cornell Law School website, which is a very common legal source of reading law. Adhesion contract. Contract of adhesion, okay? You know, is the contract drafted by one party, one side, usually business with a stronger bargaining power, and signed by another, usually the one weaker. Okay, usually a consumer need of goods and services, okay? And the second party does not have the power to negotiate or modify the terms of contract. Adhesion contracts are commonly used for matters involving insurance leases, deeds, mortgages, automobiles, purchases, and other forms of consumer credit, okay? Okay. Now, what it says, its important part is here, that the courts carefully scrutinize adhesion contracts and sometimes void certain provisions because of the possibility of unequal bargaining power, unfairness, and unconscionability. So if the contract is unconscionable, unfair, one side has a lot more power over the other one, then guess what? That makes that whole thing possibly a void contract. So that is what the courts say about adhesion contracts. But is your marriage license, driver's license, I mean, all these things you see listed here, all these things all, which I talk about here, all these things, adhesion contracts, which I read earlier. Here's the thing, folks. Bottom line about this whole concept, what you got to understand is this. Where do your rights come from? I think everybody here knows. All of you know. Your rights came to you when you were born from the Creator, who gave you a body, a mind, a spirit, and gave you opportunity to grow, live and grow. Life was given to you. You were also born free liberty, and you were allowed to on this great earth to acquire property and find the happiness that you seek in your life. Those are your rights. Now, what you do with it is your business, successful or not. Governments, folks, they are basically a gang of people who impose their will on the people, whether they're kings, military dictators, democracies, republics, the village thug, or the caveman thug who steals from other people and controls them, or the local white Wild West gang of roamers who harass and rob the local people. It's just someone imposing their will on other people. Now, the founding fathers of America knew when they won their independence from the King of England that if they don't form their own government, what's going to happen is competing gangs will come, force people to become their passive members, pay tribute, protection money to protect them from the other guys, other gangs. The other gangs will fight each other, and whoever wins will say, okay, now I won. Now you're going to pay me money to protect you. I'm your protector whether you like it or not. We don't want that. You don't want that. No one wants that. That's what happens. People will become slaves of whoever's a more powerful lord out there. Like in Libya right now, there is no government in Libya. In Somalia, there was no government there for years. These competing gangs in different areas were rulers, forced people to give them their food, whatever, money, so that they could continue fight the war, and that was protection money that people paid. So in America, the founding fathers, yes, these kind of people, you see in the citizen rule book, these kind of people, they chose instead a system where we all have a method of paying minimal amounts of taxes to the government to protect our rights. A government where we have a voice. The states are sovereign. The people rule the states, and the states created the federal government, which delegated certain specific powers. The federal government is actually a 51st government. The 50 states are all countries, California, Texas, Florida. And then the federal government in Washington, D.C. is a 51st government. So, the federal government has only certain specific powers. Their reality is God created us. We created a local government like the counties. We came together to create the states. The federal government, and federal government is part of the now the United Nations. They want to do it upside down. It's a satanic, one world central power. United Nations is a satanic earthly authority over the federal government, over the states, local governments, and people, and there's no God. That is their plan, their vision. Opposite of what everything is. So, if you understand the Bill of Rights, that's a key issue in this understanding of this issue. What is the Bill of Rights? Okay. Well, the Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, and it spells out Americans' rights in relation to the government. Well, that's not correct. It does not spell out your rights. It does not spell out your rights. That's incorrect. What it does, it guarantees your rights and liberties to the individual. That's what it does. And it names some of them. Freedom of speech, press, and religion are just a few listed there. Right to keep and bear arms, okay? And it sets forth rules for due process of law and reserves all powers not delegated to the federal government, to the people, or to the states. And it specifies that the enumeration or listing in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed or interpreted to deny or disparage other rights retained by we the people. See, we have all the rights. All the rights given to us by God. All the others that are retained by us, the people. Okay? And remember, it only guarantees rights. They call civil rights, I call it God-given natural rights. And you see, the preamble of the Bill of Rights, which you see here, which is the beginning of that, which you don't see, by the way, you don't see the preamble printed on most printed copies of the U.S. Constitutions. Freedom Law School version, the Citizen Rulebook, does have the preamble. You want to get this from us. Contact us, put the number on the screen, guys. We'll mail them to you for free. Request a free freedom education package on the front page of our website. Mention this in there. We'll get this out to you, okay? If you want to get more, let us know. We'll get them out to you. Your contributions would be appreciated to get more of these out there. This one has all of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, preamble, jurors' rights, more quotes from founding fathers that you want to know and read, like this. Let's look at the preamble. Here's what it says. Congress of the United States, the States United, begun and held at the City of New York on Wednesday, 4th of March, 1789. See, with 1789, right? And here's what happened, folks, at that place. The conventions of a number of the states, the representatives, folks, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, which was a proposal for the states to adopt to create the federal government, expressed a desire in order to, this is a key part, folks, in order to prevent misconstruction, misunderstanding, misinterpreting, or abuse of its powers. Whose powers? Powers of the newly created federal government that they're about to create. There's a good part. That further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. See, the Constitution only declares the powers of the federal government and restricts with different clauses, parts of it. It restricts the powers of the governments, the federal and state governments. You should add that, okay? Why? As to extend extending the ground of public confidence in the government. See, that the government will not become huge and oppressive and will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. The goals of it was to protect people's rights. Those are the beneficent ends of the institution called the federal government. And what has happened, folks, is this. Almost all of us go to the public school system, the government schools, the socialist school system, communist school system. For over 150 years, folks, in just about all of America, we've had, actually well over 100 years, where community, society, decides what your child is taught or not taught. Well, that is socialism. That is communism. That's where the word socialism comes from, society running things. Communism comes from the community running things, the government. So in this public school system, they bring us ignorant of the rights of our foundation, of our system of government. We're just told we're supposed to be free. Free country. But we don't know why we're free, how we're free. What is the role of the federal government versus the states? You know, how do you stand up for your rights? Basically, your rights are not taught to us. And those of us that go to a private school do not do hardly better anyways, because the states also dictate to the private schools that you must teach the children these basic things. You must. And they got to pass these children these standardized tests, or A, B, C, D answers, multiple tests, so they can evaluate how much a child has learned. So classes that teach children how to think for themselves, how to evaluate things intelligently, are not taught because you cannot measure them. And over 100 years plus, the curriculum of the school system has gone worse and worse and worse. Quality has gone down and down and down. And I myself, we came from Iran, went to a good grade private Jewish school from 8 to 5, 5 days a week, and had geometry at 7th grade. Came to America, a good private school, Brentwood High School by Beverly Hills, California, rich folk school, and I found them at 10th grade in this private school, taking what I had 3 years before that in Iran. Of course, I was quite surprised. They don't teach us good math, good English, or history, or a system of laws. So what happens, we find ourselves enslaved, and we get upset, and somebody offers us a solution. Hey, cancel your adhesion contracts. When I went to seminar back in 1992, a lady named Tina Ripley, she held a seminar, which she was interviewed on KFI, on Bill Handel on the Law radio program. And she said, come to my seminar for $40 of 1992 money. I'll prove to you income tax is voluntary. I went there with a money-back guarantee behind her claim. And I was amazed. She's right. But the answer I was told was this adhesion contract on taxing package of $1,500, which later on I found out was a bunch of garbage. The people that sold this to me, the company, the Pilot Connection Society, they went to prison on federal tax charges. Philip Marsh and his wife, Marlene Marsh. But they got me into the movement. They opened my eyes to income tax fraud, to Federal Reserve fraud, to New World Order, and much more. You see? So you, my friend, same way. Welcome. Welcome with open arms to Freedom Movement. This is your church. However, all this stuff about adhesion contracts, they're not the solution to your freedom. You cannot simply go and pay $16 like this guy claims and be free. If it was that easy, I would have been selling the $16 package to you guys, or have some court documents that you don't list your zip code, okay, and you don't have a street address. You get your mail at the post office, general delivery, and all put all the language, fancy schmancy language like non-protunct, estoppel. Wow, that impresses you. Wow, estoppel that law. Wow, woo, macho, founding fathers. Hoo hoo hoo. You know all this fancy schmancy stuff, folks. Don't fall for it. I did for a while because that's out there. There's so much of this baseless legal fears out there. And that's what draws people into the movement first. Just about everybody, almost everybody gets in this movement with that first. If not, you will hear it from someone down the road. And all this is nonsense. There's no adhesion contracts. You follow 1040 income tax confession form, and you confess you owe the IRS money. That's all it is. If you sign a piece of paper saying, hey, I owe you, my neighbor, $100,000, I swear to it under oath, with that piece of paper, he can go to court and get a judgment against you and take your bank account, paycheck, whatever. Because you under oath swore you owe your neighbor money. And a 1040 income tax Confession form is not a return. You confess you owe the IRS money. The guy called me a few days ago. Paymon, I filed a couple of tax returns for I owe the IRS $90,000. I'm going to stop filing. Well, what can I do about the previous tax years? Not a whole lot. I can help you a little bit. But you confessed that you owe the IRS $90,000. That's your own word under oath. Okay? So that's how they get you, folks. What you want to do is to go to our website at livefreenow.org. Okay? And verify for yourself that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Folks, I've been doing this since 1992. I started freedom law school 25 years ago, a quarter of a century ago. I'm not in prison. IRS has never dared to take me to jail. Why? Because I'm not in the system jurisdiction because of zip code or adhesion contracts. Probably I did that stuff. 8 months later, I paid $800 to become a sovereign state citizen, so I was told. I got a Richard McDonald. Yep, I did that too. For about a year and a half, maybe 2 years, we found out that was all wrong too. You see, but I saw my friends who continued on that path, they lose their homes, their bank accounts, go to jail sometimes. Not very often, but you know, they get in trouble or give up because it didn't work. The IRS takes their paycheck, it didn't work, and they give up. They say, oh, it doesn't work. They say, I tried that, it didn't work for me. Therefore, don't do this freedom stuff. It won't work for you either. Because I tried it, I'm smart, I couldn't do it, so why should you be able to do that? This is the typical thing I run across the movement. People, they're too blowhard, and then when they lose, they just give up. Because they went about it the wrong way. Correct way is you see at our website, okay? Watch this 9-minute video here. It takes you a short playlist, okay? You know, and then from there, go to the other videos. And then if you want help, you want me to help you, I'll help you. With a 7-year million-dollar guarantee, together, the Royal Fiat package is an option available to you. You all should go and our petition to Congress on the top of the page. You all should go there and send these petitions to your congressman to free yourself lawfully from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Okay? That is the legal process. Lawful, safe process. Okay? And at the bottom of this page, there you see petitions. You find the petition. All of them you should send out to your congressman, every one of them. Right now we have 4 more we'll be putting on there. I clicked on the one on the bottom left on individual income taxes, and that's the page right here. It shows you how to lawfully free yourself from filing and paying U.S. income taxes. Another most common one people like is on income tax withholding. How to stop the IRS from taking money out of your paycheck. Yes, you can do that. Okay? This page shows you how to stop your employer from withholding for the IRS out of your paycheck. The sample downloadable petitions here for free. Yes, for free. Mail by certified mail. Follow the instructions. Okay? Step by step. You see on this page, the video I just passed will show you, go over how to do this properly. The laws are all hyperlinked to the actual source of the law. Okay? So that's what you want to do, folks. Don't fall for patron mythology. And people tell you, oh, no, Paymon plays in a statutory world. He's not under karma law. We stay in karma law. We stay out of their system. We stay out of their jurisdiction. Of our rights. Garbage basis legal theories, folks. Show me proof that this stuff worked. It doesn't. Folks, look at my website. Look at Freedom Law School website. Look under victories, okay? Freedom Law School victories over the IRS and student victories over the IRS. Look at our students have won so many cases. I got, you know, pages and pages of these victories of our students, many, many more. go read them and click on the hyperlinks, see the actual documentation of these retreats that you see on there. And even me, I'm a huge target of the IRS. Look, they cannot stop me. Okay? Look at the first one. The IRS in 1994 looked at me as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. Whoa, that's a mouthful. Potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. And after 18 months, they gave up on this baseless criminal investigations. And guess what, folks? Since then, for the last 27 years, I've been continually under investigation by the IRS. Right now, folks, I am under criminal and other investigation by the IRS. I'm not afraid. And neither should you be. Because the truth shall set you free. And you see, look at this. Okay, this is, you could do just like me. The IRS came after me for over 10 years. They put $700,000 of tax fees against me in December 2009. Okay. And it took me 2 years. And in November 2011, I had all of the liens removed. The IRS Own Appeal Office ruled in my favor, and so did the tax court. It's all hyperlinked. The blue links, open them up. See it for yourself. And look at this. Number three, in 2003 to 2016, the IRS looked at me as an abusive tax shelter promoter. And then finally, they closed that investigation in 2016. So, folks, fear loss has been vetted by the IRS. Yes. You know what works? Look at the track record. Irwin Schiff, who went to prison, was a good friend of mine. He wouldn't listen to me. So, Irwin, let me help you in 2006. My friends, we all want to help you win. Nah, I got to beat. Irwin, you're a lovely man. You're a great man. But you were a little too overconfident and didn't learn from other people's success and mistakes. A vast difference between Freedom Law School and others. I've always sought other people's successes and failures and learned from both. That's why Freedom Law School is going strong. Freedom Law School methods work. You can be free of the IRS without going from baseless legal theories like this, adhesion contact theory, not using zip code in your mail. Okay, and not using an address, get your meal at the general delivery at the post office. Okay, and on and on and on. So with that, folks, welcome. You've taken the road to freedom. See, there's really two ways out, folks. Either matrix of satanic matrix of ignorance, deception, and fear, false evidence appearing real, fear. That's one way. That's the default, the matrix of deception, of a satanic deception. Or the godly love of truth. And your quest for truth, your love of truth has paid off. It got you here. The adhesion contact theory brought you here. Good. Don't go back to that nonsense as a religion. 12 people look at this as like religion, like no pain, man, you're wrong. It's adhesion contract is the way to go. And no matter how much logic I explain to them, it's all nonsense. They want to hang on to it like religion. I cannot help those people who treat this stuff like religion. I can't. Only if you have an open mind and open to learning and look at our success, then I can help you win. And folks, look at this. There's a reason why Freedom Law School is able to offer you guys, people, a 7-year $1 million guarantee. Look at that. For 20 years, I've had this Royal Freedom Package. Okay? For 7 years. How could I do this thing and give you I reimburse you up to $1 million for 7 years if the IRS takes your money? How could I do that? That's incredible. I'll give you back up to $1 million within the first 7 years if the IRS takes a dollar from you. not even a dollar from your bank account or your paycheck by force of a levy. Okay? And now here it is, the Royal Freedom Package. How can I do this thing? If what Freedom Law School did not work. If the other stuff, the adhesion contract or the garbage, worked. I couldn't do that. So there's another proof. Freedom Law School has the solution for you. I don't know why God decided that this Iranian child raised in a Jewish family from Iran comes to America, teach Americans about the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and your rights and how to live free, and income tax fraud to free you. It's kind of weird, huh? How that worked out. But God is amazing, the creation, all the games, the way he creates it so interestingly. You know? But that's what it is. So with that, I really invite you folks to take a close look at our website at livefreenow.org. Okay? Here it is. And start going through the education materials, tab items there, each of the links there, the videos. Take your time and call us. If you have questions or concerns, we'll help you. 813-444-4800 on the top left of our website is the phone number, so you can call us. We are here to help you live free. And bottom line is, folks, I can take a horse to water, but I cannot make it drink. If you want to be free, lawfully and safely, the path is there for you. It's for your chance now to grab, reclaim your freedom, and live free now. I give you all my love, and I hope you choose freedom. Okay? Okay. When I did a short video on this, I don't think it's necessary, really, on this one. So I'm going to go to your questions that you have. Let's put the call number on the screen, folks. We're going to put the number for you to call to answer your questions on the screen. The number to call is 657-383-1755. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let us know that you have a question. And I'll take your questions. No questions right now. Are any comments to answer on online questions? Okay. All right. Now, Stan says, ask the question online, who are the 1% that are liable for the income tax? Stan McKenzie, good question. I'll go to our front page of our website. Okay. You know, so when you go to our front page at livefreenow.org, this video right here, 9 minutes, you click on that, it right, and it plays. What you can do, close that box there. Click on YouTube at the bottom right of this video, okay? And then watch the video there if you want to. And then this short video, there it is, it's coming up right now. This puts you in a playlist, okay? The first one's right here. Who is required to file 1040 income tax forms on paying income taxes? Now, at the end of this 9-minute video, I'm going to take it to the end. If you continue on the right, it puts you on a playlist, which on the top right box is listed there. You should watch the short mini videos, about 5-6 minutes each. They're right here, these short videos, okay? Or if you want to get into this topic in more in depth, you can go to the box at the top left, which is a longer, detailed version, full version of who is required to file 1040 income tax, confession forms, and pay income tax. Okay? And I'll tell you the answer is the only people required to file income tax, pay income tax, are those who are citizens or residents of Washington, D.C., and anybody else anywhere on earth who gets their money from performing functions of federal public office, like postal workers, soldiers, Americans work for U.S. embassies, or foreigners working in U.S. embassies, okay, stuff like that, or American military bases, okay? The rest of you do not owe the income tax at all, whether it's wages, salaries, commissions, business income, capital gains, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, anything. It doesn't matter. The source of the money doesn't matter. What matters, where it is from. Is it from performing functions of federal public office? You gotta pay income tax on that. Are you a citizen and or resident of Washington, D.C.? You have to pay income tax and file. The rest of us, states and the world, do not owe the federal income tax. So good question, Stan. Do your homework, watch the videos, go to our website, you'll see the answers there for you. We have a caller from area code 646. All right, my friend, to protect your privacy, no last name, only give your first name. Then tell me how you heard about us, and then ask your question.
Hi, Peyton. This is Adam. And I actually sent you some documents. I don't know if you received them or not, with the New York State taxation.
What was that? I haven't seen them. Maybe I can get them for you right now. When did you email us, Adam? So we can look it up right now.
I don't remember the date. It was a couple of days ago.
Okay. If you send documents to us, folks, you've got to call us, follow up, make sure we got it, and we know it is for the Freedom Hour. Okay, so we have it on this computer in my studio before me. I can study it beforehand and forward for you.
I sent it to Steve.
You sent it to Steve at livefreenow.org. You get 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what time of day, Eastern time zone, you send it so Steve can go find that email, print it from me, and give it to me while I ask you a few questions about the issue. What time of day was it? Was it morning, afternoon, or night first?
It was actually August 31st, about 5:11 p.m.
5:11 p.m. Eastern time zone?
31st.
Eastern time. Okay, August 31st. Okay. He'll print it out, give it to me. So before seeing your document, Steve will get me momentarily. Please tell me about what is this all about, and I'll look at the document momentarily when it comes as well. What's your issue?
Okay, so basically, for I don't know how long, I haven't really filed any taxes or anything. I've been following you for a while already, so I haven't filed any tax returns, all that stuff, whatever. Every now and then, they send me documentation, be it the federal or the state, and, you know, saying that I owe them money, and then they do a garnishment or whatever, so on and so forth. So now I just recently got another one this year, which I we spoke about earlier, like about 2 months ago or so, and you told me don't worry about it. It wasn't certified mail or whatever, and then they sent me a certified mail copy now. So that's where I'm up to right now. I did send off so far one letter to the congressman and his affiliates over there. No, they didn't answer it or anything or send anything back as far as that goes. I'm about to send the second one off also with the withholding letter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been trying to keep up with some of the stuff you've been talking about and see what I can do with it as of right now. So now I have the certified copy of the one that I had sent you, like I said, about 2 months ago, give or take. And so they're claiming that there's a certain balance due and all this stuff in so many days and whatever. So I just want to know what the response to that or it's supposed to be, I guess.
Okay. Adam, what do you do for a living, my friend?
I work for New York City Transit Authority.
Okay. And how much do you pay a year, approximately?
A little more than $100,000.
I know in New York that's not that much. Because you live in Brooklyn. Expensive.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000 there is not the same as $100,000 here in Brooksville, Florida. Okay, I can tell you that. So what you got here is, and I got the paper right here, is the state of New York is saying that you owe them for your 2015 about $4,500 and about $4,600, and for 2016 also about the same, each of those 2 years, about $4,500 each year. Now, this is a formal letter because you see this letter, it says if you disagree on first page of your letter. If you disagree, it says page two instructions. And you look at page two instructions, you know, it tells you if you disagree what to do. It tells you you must file a formal protest by November 15, 2021. You see that on the second page? It tells you right there, November 15, 2021 is in bold. So you must do that. You must follow the instruction on that page and send your request for formal protest by that date, mail it by certified mail to have proof that you mailed it on time, okay? And then you take it from there, okay? So that, now I cannot tell you exactly what to do any more than you say, doctor, I have a back or neck pain. Doctor, what should I do to get rid of it? I cannot tell you without, you know, all the steps you got to go through to go through this thing because it depends what happens. But that is the proper process to challenge them. If you don't challenge them, that's it. You owe them about $9,000 for these 2 years. Let's see, whatever is November 15th, you got to ask the hearing. I think they're both from probably about the same, looks like it, okay? Look at those dates on each of them. They might be different than one another. No, they're both November 15th. So do that. Send a copy of the letter that they sent you along with your hearing request or protest. Okay. And your letter to Congressman will be very helpful in that regard. Okay. Because New York says we base our taxes on federal tax law. If federal tax law says you owe nothing, you owe nothing to the state either. Now, these are crooks. They ignore the law. They're ignorant also. They can't believe that you say the emperor wears no clothes. So it's not guaranteed that they'll listen to you. You may have to go to appeal. Win it there. And maybe actually do lose because these are thieves. We've lost control of our government, folks. We've got to get it back. Okay? So the other thing I want to ask you is two more questions. Adam, how old are you? And how long have you worked for the New York City Transit Authority?
51 and about 23 years.
20 years. How long till you retire?
Well, I still got another 3 years left at least.
3 years?
Yeah, three and a half, around there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My recommendation to you is leave after 3.5 years in New York and come to a free state like Florida. See, the beauty about America is not a country. We are 50 countries, okay? We used to be 13 complete sovereign independent states. In 1776, 1789, we created a union with the 13 states, created a 14th government, and a few powers were delegated to the federal government. So it's totally different. In New York City, you have to wear a mask at your job, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Right? Oh, yeah. And everybody that on the train has to wear a mask also, don't they?
Yes.
Not in Florida.
Well, they're supposed to. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you what you want to do is you want to wait, you plan out, just get out as soon as you can. There's no sense if you leave right now for 20 years down the drain, okay? And so we have to kind of manage the whole the state and IRS situation for you. We just got to bide your time with the state. These guys might be crooks. Mm-hmm. You want to get as much time as possible from these crooks. Okay, and get out as soon as you can. That is your best strategy. That's going to save you a lot more than the $9,000 a stake here. You're like $100,000 a year, and this $9,000 is relatively small. This is your wake-up call. Get going, okay? And one of the things I recommend you consider doing, and let me ask another question. When is the last time you filed a 1040 income tax confession form with the IRS and the state tax form with New York?
I think maybe in 2009, maybe. Around there.
2009. Has the IRS bothered you?
Yes.
And what happened?
They did, but I never signed anything either. Then they just did a garnishment. I went to federal court with them. They were saying whatever they said. Then the court was they had a adjournment, and then so they didn't really win anything. There was an adjournment, and then they just sent a letter to my work, and the work just complied with the garnishment without any court order or anything. I challenged that. I brought the job into court also, and then the judge was like, you don't have enough evidence to give you a ruling or something like that. I forgot that actual verbiage they used.
And hold on. Your voice went bad. Your cell phone or whatever you're using, computer, is kind of coming garbly, my friend. Sorry, people cannot hear you right now.
No problem.
No. It's not working. We don't hear you. You heard him? My
is it any better?
Yeah, see, I hear him garbly. But anyhow, okay. Well, so here's the thing. So for over 10 years, you haven't filed an income tax. Maybe they took some of your money, okay? But if you have you stopped withholding from your paycheck already or not?
Yes, and they put a what the hell's the name of that? They put a forgot the name of it. They put me
there's
at zero. You can't
lock-in. Lock-in. Mm-hmm. Okay. You definitely want to send that letter to about withholding and challenge, and then tell your employer you're not subject to all these federal laws anyhow. That's gonna be a little bit of work, my friend. That's the challenge. A lock-in letter is one of the most insidious things the IRS does, because the employers are just afraid. If you don't do what the IRS says, we'll be in trouble. Yeah, that's the thing. So, I don't know. You may want to consider leaving sooner. I don't know. You got a tough situation, my friend. The lock-in letter is worse than the state tax situation. But, you know, we probably should do a one-on-one private consultation to make the best of this difficult situation that you have, my friend. You know, because the lock-in letter, the state, and then you got retirement 3.5 years. It's a strategy it's going to take to analyze and weigh everything to see which is the overall the best way for you to go forward. Leave it the way it is, do nothing, or take option A or option B, or maybe option C. Okay, so I'll recommend you do that. Okay?
Well, when would be a good time to get in touch with you?
I'm sorry. They can hear you, apparently. I'm glad, but I can't hear you. Where do you get in touch with you? Okay, the way of free law support works for consultations is, let me go show on our screen, okay? So if you go under home on our website at livefreedom.org, get help quick. There's a, under home, there's a link to get help quick. And then when you go there, let's see. No, that's not it. Get help quick, here we go. And it tells you how to get a one-on-one private consultation with you. Basically, I charge $600 an hour for the first hour, though it's only $300 for the first hour, send it by priority or express mail to our address in Florida, and then any and all paperwork that might be related, send it to Freedom Law School, and then make sure you put your phone number. They will call you, Adam, as soon as we get it, and set up a time to do a private consultation for an hour to really evaluate all the options you have available there. That's how it works. And again, if you have any questions, call my people at Freedom Law School at 813-444-4800, and they'll help you out also. Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
What do you say? Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. Sorry, it's my system that probably I cannot hear you. They can. All right. Do you have any other people with questions?
That should be all for now.
Okay. Now, let's see if you have any comments online. I could answer people's comments. Uh-huh. Okay, besides Florida, okay. So Coach Steven for you asked, besides Florida, what are other good states to live in? Great question. Okay? Let me give that to you. The answer, I'll bring it out. The best source for this information I use is this, the website, freedominthe50state.org. Okay? Freedom. Type it just like me. In the 50states.org. So you can do it just like me. Freedominthe50states.org. That's by Cato Institute, Libertarian Cato Institute. There's a map of the free states. The darker ones are dark. New York, number 50 down the bottom. Okay. Number two is, look at the Hawaii. Yes, Hawaii, number 49. Terrible, that little island country become a communist republic. Number, terrible. Number 48 is California, right? Okay, and then you see like all these near northeastern states. Vermont, number 46. New Jersey, 47. Number one is Florida overall, okay? Number three is Indiana. Number two is New Hampshire. And now, so this is not perfect because I'm not sure Colorado is number four, I'm sure that deserves it, or Nevada number five. I don't necessarily think about that. I agree with that because, you know, bottom line is that to me, the income tax is a big issue. So there's only a few states with no state income tax. Florida, Tennessee, New Hampshire, Texas, Nevada, Wyoming, South Dakota, Washington, and Alaska. Okay? So basically, in my opinion, the key question is, do you like warm or cold? Okay? Okay? So because I like South Dakota a lot. Also, number eight, I think that's actually South Dakota should be higher than eight, what they have here at Cato. They have not updated this website as they should have. Okay? And then what you do, you can go, for example, click on, this is overall freedom on the top left, the orange. So you can go click on fiscal. On fiscal, like money issue, Florida's number one. Okay, Tennessee is number three. Pennsylvania, number four, interesting. New Hampshire, number two. So I don't think Pennsylvania is number four. I disagree with that. And that's government being being good budgeting. That's what they mean. Economic, let me say economic. Economic, number one, again, Florida. New Hampshire, number three. Tennessee, Indiana, South Dakota. That, I think, to me, this is what you want. Fiscal, economic. Lowest taxes, Florida, then New Hampshire and Tennessee. That's right. Tennessee, New Hampshire. If you like mountains, Tennessee is good. So is New Hampshire. New Hampshire is cold, though. Tennessee can be cold, too. Indiana is fairly good, although Indiana does have a state income tax. South Dakota does not have a state income tax, and it's cold. It's interior. So I recommend these states. It depends also where you have your relatives, who you want to be close to, friends, family members. So, but even states, for example, Florida, you don't want to be in, I'm going to show you about, in Miami area. You want to be central Florida, Tampa, Orlando, Ocala area. That's where you want to be. Okay, I think Tampa area is the best because it's not so hot like Ocala and Orlando area are. So hope that helps you, my friend. Any other questions? All right, guys. Thank you for taking your time to listen to me. I invite you to continue your journey to freedom. I did. And look where it got me. From 1992 when this was all black hair till now. I'm 58 years old. You can be free also, folks. Just continue. Go into our website, livefreedom.org, education materials. Read those pages. Watch the videos. Okay? And share with others, folks. Also, share with others. I want to pay you $5,000 cash for every person who you refer. We get freedom of slavery and with safety, with support, with our Royal Freedom Package program. You never know, folks. Who's going to want to be free? Say thank you. Thank you for turning them on to freedom. You got to open up your mouth and talk to people. Text our website to your friends. Text them, hey, check this out. Right? Email. Put them on your Facebook page. All right? And I'll be back with you next Thursday night where the topic will be, is my name in all caps on my birth certificate a straw man trust that owes income taxes? I'll cover that for you next week. Good night. Yeah.